Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online, and during the month of October, we are giving away one heck of a prize, a $300 Amazon gift card. If you want a chance at winning it, all you got to do is give us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it by emailing contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Again, very simple. Leave Real Ghost Stories Online a review on Apple Podcasts, then send me the screenshot to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. On Halloween, we'll pick our winner and notify him via email. A $300 Amazon gift card. You can buy all sorts of spooky Halloween stuff on close-up by the time Halloween comes around, or use it for Christmas. Leave that review now and then send me the screenshot, contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Good luck.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online, 31 days of Halloween. An extra ghost story a day to keep the spirits at bay.
Hey guys, this is Joanna from Houston, Texas. I love the podcast. I love scary stories, and there are actually a few that I want to share with you guys. So here is one about my aunt's house here in Houston. She actually lives only 3 streets away from us. And we believe that the house is haunted by a woman. There have been unexplainable and just weird things that have happened there. So I guess I was the first one to bring it up. So one day my mom and I stopped by my aunt's house after school because I needed to print something out, and my aunt had a printer and I didn't, but there was nobody home. Both my aunt and uncle were working, but we had an extra key to their house, you know, in case of an emergency, whatever. So my mom parked and I ran inside. I was just gonna quickly print out my, you know, my school assignment and then run back to the car. So I ran into the house, and the computer room is at the end of a long hallway. And if you're sitting in the computer room and you look out the door, you're looking at the long hallway and it leads to the living room. So I was on the computer, you know, pulling out my assignment, and all of a sudden, out of the corner of my eye, I see someone walk in the living room. So I was sure that it was my mom, that she had gotten off of the car, gotten out of the car, and she'd come inside for whatever reason. So I didn't think much of it. So since I thought she was in the house, when I was done, I yelled out, "Mom, I'm finished, we can go." No answer. I look out the window and my mom's in the car. So I walk out and I ask her, like, "What did you come inside for?" And she says, "I never went inside." I was like, "Really?" And at this point, this was the first thing that had happened, so I didn't think it was too scary, or, you know, I didn't think it was anything supernatural, but I did mention it to my aunt. And she was like, "Oh, really? It was probably just your imagination." So then, another day, we were all at my aunt's house. I was in the computer room again. I was on the computer, and all my family was in my mom and my aunt were in the kitchen, and my dad and my uncle and my brother were in the living room. So I was in the computer room. I had my hand on the mouse. All of a sudden, I felt someone press their hand on my hand. So it's like someone placed their hand over my hand that was on the mouse, but they pressed. And I remember thinking it was my brother, so I just lifted my hand and yelled out, "Hey!" Thinking it was him. I turn around, there's nobody behind me. So I go to the living room and I ask my brother if he'd gone to the computer room. He says no. So nobody had gone there. And that time I was freaked out because I seriously felt someone put their hand over my hand, and it was really scary. So I, you know, obviously my aunt was there when it happened, so I told her. So a few weeks later, probably, my aunt tells me that she has started to experience things too. She says that sometimes in the middle of the night, she'll wake up and she'll feel a presence kind of watching her as she sleeps. And she said that my uncle actually told her that he felt the same thing, but that when he woke up, he actually saw the silhouette of a woman. He said that he'd seen her at their bedside and standing at the door, because they sleep with the door open. So he said that he could see her standing at the door, like in the doorway. And my aunt said that sometimes when she would get up to go to the restroom in the middle of the night, she would turn on the hallway light outside of the restroom. So she said that while she was in the restroom, she could see you know, the way it looks like if someone is walking outside, you can see their shadows from under the door if they're walking on the opposite side. She said that she could see a shadow like that as if someone were walking by the restroom door. And when she would wake up, my uncle would be sound asleep. And the next morning when she asked him if it was him, you know, he said no. So she was really scared by that too. And so a few other things that happened. In the first year and a half after they got their house, Houston was actually hit by Hurricane Ike. And since we live in the same town, only three streets away, we had to go stay at their house because our street had no power for like about 2 weeks. But their street had power even right after the hurricane happened. So we would spend the night over there because it was still pretty hot here in Houston. So we would spend the night over there and cook over there. So we were pretty much there all the time since we didn't have any power at my house. So we were all sleeping over there, and my brother and I slept in the living room couches, and my parents would sleep on an inflatable mattress in the living room as well, but on the floor. And I remember waking up in the middle of the night and looking the living room has a doorway that leads to the kitchen, and I was sleeping close to that doorway. I remember waking up in the middle of the night and seeing a shadow standing in that doorway, and I just remember screaming and waking my parents up, and they were asking me, you know, what's wrong, what happened. I told them, and my dad was just like, go back to sleep. My mom, she kind of believed me. The next morning she asked me, you know, what exactly I'd seen. I told her, and she kind of believed me because my aunt had already told her about the stuff that was going on there. Another time, well, actually in that same time when the hurricane had happened, my mom and my aunt and my uncle had gone out to try and find gasoline, or tried to go see which stores were open because Houston was pretty much like shut down. So they were trying to see if they could find some open stores or some gasoline. And my brother, my dad, and I stayed home at my aunt's house. So we were in the living room, we were watching a movie, and all of a sudden we heard a noise coming from the kitchen. It was as if someone had dropped dishes on the floor and they had broken. So my dad looks at me, and we go to the kitchen, and there's absolutely nothing on the floor. All the dishes are in their place. There's nothing on the floor. So at this point, my dad is kind of freaking out, but trying not to show it. And when my aunt and uncle got back, we told them, but they were so used to all these weird things happening in their house that they were like, oh yeah, it happens all the time. But I was really scared, and I could tell my dad was scared. And one last thing that I'll tell you guys that was actually really freaky. So we usually, when we have family get-togethers or barbecues, we have them at my aunt's house because she has a really big backyard. So we bought this big red ball, like big plastic ball, that we wanted to play with one day when we were having a family get-together in the backyard. So we were playing, we had so much fun with this red ball. We were throwing it, playing volleyball with it. And so we decided to leave it at my aunt's house. We left it in the dining room. We left it there for, you know, the next time that we had a get-together, it would be there. Well, my aunt said, this was on a Sunday when we had the get-together, when we bought the ball. My aunt said that the Monday after, when she got home from work, she found the ball torn, as if someone got a knife and stabbed the ball and tore it. It wasn't like it had like a, you know, had been punctured by something. No, she said it was torn, as if someone tore it with something, with scissors or a knife or something, and it was just laying there, the plastic. So my aunt took it as, she said this was the first time that she actually felt threatened or actually like worried about this presence, because you know, that was not a nice thing to do. If it was a ghost, that was not nice. Why would they, you know, tear up the ball? But she said that she's never had anything bad happen to her. Just, you know, weird sounds, or she will see things out of the corner of her eye. And, you know, sometimes, she says, occasionally things will go missing, but they just try to ignore it and, you know, just try to, you know, live with the ghost that's there. And to this day, I'm still a little scared when I go over to my aunt's house or when I'm there home alone. I do get a little scared. I don't like to spend the night there anymore. If I do spend the night there, I try to, you know, stay in a closed room and not in the living room. She does have a guest room and we usually stay there, but that's the computer room where things would usually happen to me. But anyway, I hope you guys enjoy this story, and I love the podcast, and keep up the good work. Bye.
Real Ghost Stories Online, 31 days of Halloween. An extra story a day to keep the spirits at bay. For commercial-free ghost stories, the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, and exclusive bonus episodes of Real Ghost Stories Online, become an extra podcast person, an EPP, now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.